This is Kimo.
Hey Kimo, Mike here with Alpha and Mazer. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
I mean, not too bad. I just wanted to touch base with you. It's been a couple of days since we last spoke. So I think Live and you have been in regular discussion. In fact, Billy and yourself, and I think he sent you the final engagement agreement as well. So first of all, I just want to check with you and make sure you've gone through it, if there's any questions you have about the engagement or any terms of it.
Yeah, in general, it looks really, really nice. It's just all these descriptions. They are not all inclusive, but it kind of conveys the intent. And oh, I have a question. What do you? What is the? There's something about the new features, and I totally understand why it is there. What is the new feature?
The new feature, you say, where do you see that? Because I prepared the engagement agreement myself, and I don't recall having a new feature on there, so I'm just confirming.
Scope of work. I read it too many times and thought about it too much so that I'm getting confused probably by myself.
Okay. Well, if yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, there's a list of features that we listed down, but there's some are implied, like there's nothing about what is the library, how it looks like in the database. There's pictures, there's and then there's a database of the lots of details that are not described here.
Right, so yeah.
But
So
I think it's all in good faith, I believe.
right, so we try and keep the scope of work high level deliberately, and the intention is that if mutually agreed and you want to tweak a few things when we get into the actual execution, I mean, things on paper may all sound good, but then when you get into the execution, we don't want to have like a very tight contract. That does not allow for minor tweaks here and there, right? And we try and make it extremely tight. Then that's just going to fall back in the sense that if you have to say, you tell me you want to make any kind of changes to the scope, then we would have to get into the process of an enhancement order, which would need to be filed before we can make those changes. So as long as the overall scope of work, which exactly how we discussed it, and then by the way, all the Zoom meetings we've had, all the calls we've had, all those are part of the scope of work as well. So if there's something that was discussed as included within this, and then if it's not mentioned on the document, although I cannot think of anything that was that was discussed and not put down in the document, we will be more than 100% responsible for that as well. So the idea here is that we have some kind of a mutual agreement in place that we can always refer back to. But otherwise, the nitty-gritties and the minor details, we try and keep them loose-ended, only in good faith to kind of allow you to make those little tweaks here and there if you have to when you get into the execution phase with us.
Yeah.
So, You want to add something?
So there is things like I don't know anything about, like that administrative tool, super admin panel tool. So there would be kind of counts how many and who played the games and kind of statistics.
So Super Admin Panel is going to allow you to manage the users, see all the list of users that are on the application that have signed up and have downloaded the application, be able to moderate them in the sense that if you want to kick someone out because they're violating the terms of service, you will be able to enable and disable them. You'd be able to change their password for them if they ask you to do it and they're not able to do it through the application themselves. And then you would be able to, every time someone creates a new puzzle, that would be submitted to you with their user credentials for you to look at and be able to approve and upload that as an actual puzzle on the application. Likewise, if someone solves the puzzle, that would be submitted to you before you, check it and you approve it as a solved puzzle. And that's when they, that's when it shows up under the solved puzzles for that particular user and on the application. Apart from that, you can also manage on the admin panel, you can also manage some of the content pages, say about the application, FAQs, terms of service, privacy policy. So all of these we will set up for you, but then in case in the future, say if you want to scale the application or you want to change something out, you will be able to do all of that without having to get into the hard code or getting into the code of the application itself.
And then of course that includes everything about the puzzles, the descriptions, and then the authors of the puzzles or the users. So we haven't really defined all the table fields or columns the database, but those are all minor things, so.
Yeah, I mean, and only document so much, because all of these details come in when we get to the actual execution, right? All of them cannot be, apprehended upfront, and that's exactly why I mentioned that, scope of work as we presented is always high level, and that is to, have some sort of mutual agreement of the high level, legwork required to complete something like this. So, for example, if you want to have, say, 8 columns instead of 7 in the database, for example, right, that isn't going to make any difference to the cost or the timeline. So,
Okay, very
things
good.
that do not affect the timeline or the cost, they are not usually, they're not documented right off the bat on the scope of work document.
Yeah, and we are not really creating anything new. It's all
Yeah, I mean,
been done.
we're not even trying to reinvent the wheel here. Yeah, and that reminds
All
me,
right.
we did some, we had a workshop internally about your project, and that was the primary reason I wanted to call you up today. And we've looked at a few other web games, Tangram games, and other Flash games that are available on the web browsers, and we have figured that 3JS is a sub framework of the JavaScript library. Have you heard of JavaScript, by the way?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, right. So 3JS is 3.js. If you'd like to search that up on, if you're at a computer right now, that is a sub framework of JavaScript. It's a globally recognized technology, and the idea of using it is A, we can be 100% certain that what we're trying to achieve with this application is all doable on the 3JS, because if you look up mathplayground.com, which is another gaming website that offers mini games, and they have a Tangram game as well. And we kind of unbundled that website and that console, and we found out that they were using 3JS as well, right? So that kind of gives us the surety that 3JS is something that we can use to accomplish the application. So I just wanted to confirm this with you and then, you know, kind of ask you as well if you have any kind of preferences, or any other preference on, you know, what framework you'd like to be used. And if you do not, then I just wanted to convey this to you that we plan on using 3JS to build the web application version.
Yeah, I like Java. My friend built me something on the Java, 23 years ago now, for the mobile applications. So, it should work across the all platforms.
Right, and it's a pretty current tech framework, and you know you could find developers all over the world, you know, for this framework. So it's not like a proprietary software that you have to pay for on a monthly basis, and then it's globally contributed to. So it's an open source framework. You know, you can find developers all over the world, so you wouldn't even have that problem, you know, that you have with proprietary softwares where you have to stick with one company, one developer. You know, you'd be open in terms of your options and how to pursue the scalability and the maintenance of the application.
Yeah. So you are confident this is gonna be best looking, most smooth working Tangram application on the web.
Absolutely. And if you want to try one of these, I mean, if you want to try something that's already built on 3JS, then you could just go to mathplayground.com. And they have a Tangram game as well. And although their graphics is pretty, you know, basic, but, of course, the look and feel and the design is our, you know, prejudice, right? I mean, that's something we will design for you, and you will approve it. You will work with us on it. So, you know, overlooking that, if you want to see how smooth it's going to be working, you could check out mathplayground.com, and you could pull up a Tangram game on it and probably play a couple rounds as well. And that's going to give you some idea on whether the technology and the tech framework that we're suggesting, is that up to the mark for how you're expecting it or not.
I'm just looking at the Tangram here. Checking this out. All right. Anything else you want to say?
Well, I think that's it. I mean, as long as you're good with the engagement agreement, the last one that Billy sent out to you, the next thing we'll do is we'll send this out via Panda Doc for you, and I can set that up for you right now while I have you on the call, and you can let me know if it's you know, if you're able to work with it. And that way we should be good to get started. I mean, at our end,
So I received this latest one, and it looks pretty nice. What would you change on it?
Sorry, what was that?
What would you change on this last one that Billy sent to me?
I think it's more of a final one from our side. Unless you want any kind of changes, I think it is the best copy, and you know, it has everything that you asked for, the call recordings and everything. We've added that here as well, and then the IP rights and everything, the source code, delivery and everything. All of that is also documented on this document. So it's good to go from our end, and you know, I just wanted to make sure it's good to go from your side as well before we send this over through BannerDoc to you.
What is Banner Talk to you?
Okay,
What is
PandaDoc, as in it's an e-sign, e-signature platform. So rather than having to take a printout and then signing it over, you could simply do it online while you're here. And that way you could just
okay.
send the copy online.
Yeah, that would be fine. I signed before the call this paper version, but I'll do that online one when you send it.
Oh, you've already done that? I mean, you could also share that with us. I mean, if you've already done it, but otherwise, if you want me to send you like a digital copy that you can easily sign, then this one might just work better.
Yeah. I don't have a scanner here now, so I would just take a picture of the.
Sure. Or in fact, let me just, kind of make this easier for you. Let me send this over to you on PandaDoc. And I'm sure you'd
Okay.
find it easier to sign in and, just send it over.
All right, very good.
I'm almost there. Just give me one moment. Okay, so just sent it over. So, you should be getting an email from PandaDoc.
Okay. Open the document. Yeah, I'm thinking we're gonna get through this much faster than 90 days.
All right, that's great. So let me know if it's working for you. So the signatures are on the third page, and yeah, that's all that you need to do. It's a
Yeah,
pretty handy software, by the
where
way. I can even see that you're signing in, yeah, and you just filled out the date. Now you're putting in your signature.
So, this is a font. So do I need to, how do I
For the
sign this thing?
signature, you could just select one of the fonts that you'd like to put your signature in. You could just select any one of them. Okay, that looks
Finish.
great. That looks all right.
How do I get the copy of this download signed PDF? Okay.
Right, this is going to come to your email as well.
Okay. It's signed.
Perfect. Did you send that over? Okay, I think I see it completed. Perfect then. So welcome on board, Kimo, officially, and I look forward to working with you. Exciting times ahead, man. What do you have to say?
About same, yeah. It's gonna be awesome though. I think we're gonna blast this through so fast. I've been preparing all those puzzle pieces ready. You guys can use the object files, perhaps 3D object files.
Okay,
And if
that's great.
not, I can,
One step ahead of him.
yeah, so I can do them in any format and I'm looking at the screens.
Uh-huh.
I design everything for the mobile application so that they are all kind of vertical, and I would like to keep the same format through the web application also, so there's easier transfer to mobile
Okay.
app.
When do you intend to send that over?
All those things. Yeah,
Right.
here as yeah, tomorrow, probably sometime. I'm still working on the assembly of all the PCs and making like exploded view. But yeah, I will send those pieces out anyways tomorrow.
Okay, that sounds perfect. I think we're all set to get started. The only thing that I have to send over to you is going to be the payment invoice that our team is going to be generating right now, and that's going to have the wire details on that as well. So in the meantime, I'll make the arrangements at my end to for the team to get started, and as soon as we have the payment confirmation, the wire statement from you, you could send me a screenshot or you could scan this or whatever, which one's easier for you. But as soon as we have that, I think we can schedule a kickoff meeting so I can have you acquainted with your project manager as well. And then of course I'll be involved throughout the process as well. You have my details, you have my contact, you have Billy's contact as well. I look forward to getting this going, man.
Excellent. Thank you, Mike.
All right,
Say
Kimo,
hi
so
to Billy, and let's do this.
perfect then. I think we're off to a good start. Is there anything else, Kimo, that you wanted to pick my mind on, before we schedule for tomorrow now?
No, it's time to celebrate a little bit here.
All right, beautiful. Okay,
All right.
great. So we'll send you the payment invoice in about a few minutes, and if you can take care of that, say tomorrow or whenever that's convenient, I think we should be good to get rolling on this. All right.
Okay, excellent.
Perfect.
Well,
And
have
thanks
a
again
great
for your
evening.
time. You as well. Thank you.
Yeah.
Have a good one. Take care. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.